Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Do you remember when we were friends in the 80s?
In the 80s.
Do you remember when we was friends back then?
It was acceptable then.
Those 40 years have gone so far. Now we're two old cunts making a podcast, just talking about when we were friends in the 80s.
In the 80s.
Remembering when we were young in the 80s.
You alright?
Yeah, I'm alright. You alright?
Yeah, I'm alright. March 1983.
Yeah.
How you been?
Yeah, been alright.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, you asked me if I was all right. I said I was all right. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. Are you all right?
But just fucking talk about your award, for fuck's sake. Going all around the houses, but I know where it's going to end up.
We'll talk about it later.
Just get it out of the way now.
No.
All right,
no,
let's talk about it later then. Do that.
So I got an email. No, because you're just going to fucking Barlow me off again. I'm not fucking Gary Barlow. They've sent me a little thing saying that they want me to come to this awards ceremony.
No, you're not Gary Barlow, because he was talented.
And I'm going to just get me little award and
me little award. So humble.
I know. Like, but being, I know that most listeners and you aren't brave, so it's quite weird. That's why I try and keep a sort of lid on the gravitas of like how monumentous it was what I done. Do you know what I mean? Not many people like action. Like a situation like I do. I don't for a moment think about myself. Like, I just go straight in. I don't give any consideration to the fact that I might get some kind of like merit, you know, some kind of award or like people talking about it. That's why, you know, well, I do put it on social media, but I don't really want anyone to know about it.
You've just talked for like 2 minutes straight.
Oh dear.
So what's happening? You're going up in front of the Rusty Sheriff's.
Yeah.
Getting his special outfit out, isn't he?
Yeah. He's gonna put all his regalia on.
Leather chaps, no arsehole in them.
But I've said that you need to come along and like, and we'll have a bit of fun.
Yeah, be a laugh, won't it?
It will be a laugh, yeah. Right.
Well, can I meet the sheriff?
What's that?
Can I meet the sheriff?
I don't think that's a good idea. We'll talk about you and that in a moment.
What, sheriffs?
No, just about you and the way you carry yourself. We'll get on to that.
I didn't realise this was like a therapy session. Well, I thought it was just a bit of a laugh.
Hopefully you learn a little bit about yourself. And I don't think any of the listeners are going to learn anything else that they don't already know about you. But perhaps, you know, this is a time where you need to have a little look at yourself. But we'll get to that. I mean, I don't really need to ask how you are, because we went out last week and got pissed, didn't we?
Yep. Up the pub.
I had a little ziggy-zag walk, didn't I?
Yeah, all over the fucking show. You definitely weren't as the crow flies on the way home.
No. I think I hadn't been down the pub for ages, because obviously whenever we have a drink, it's normally here, isn't it,
yeah,
when we're recording? And we went out, and we got in the pub and caught up with our mate Bollocks, and I just got a bit overexcited. I think he wanted to go, and I was like, no, one more.
Yeah, you made him have one more.
I know. I didn't need that one more.
No.
Like, that little one more was the one reason that I had a little wonky walk home. Right. Shall we dig... music?
Film?
All right, film.
I've realised, like, listening back to... I've listened back some of the early episodes. And we were very polite at the start.
Were we?
Yeah, like, for about a month.
Right.
And then it just all went out the window.
Oh. we haven't, speaking of being polite, we haven't mentioned our sponsor.
Have we got a sponsor?
No, of course we ain't. Because you effing Jeff. And
I thought you might have sorted one out.
No.
Everyone uses a bit of fruity language these days.
I know, but it would appear that a lot of people that have got businesses, bands, podcasts, they're a little bit too afraid to have the stamp of approval from us.
I think they're all just, they're worried they're going to get outed as pedos.
I mean, I was going to go on a different angle there to try and sort of get some people on board.
If you sponsor this podcast, we will clear your name.
Now it looks like all we want to do is get paedophiles to sponsor the podcast. You're going to cover them up.
Do you hear Gary Glitter's in Pitsy?
Shut up.
Glitter's in Pitsy.
Glitzy.
Glitz.
Are you serious?
Yeah, apparently he's in a bail hostel in Pitsy. Been sighted around Vange. Underage Vange.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Have you had a little drive around?
No. He says, I don't want to meet a monster.
What would you do if you see Gary Glitter?
Get his autograph.
What would you do if you saw Gary Glitter?
Selfie. What would you do? Hound him?
No, I think I'd just be like...
Shout nonsense and throw a chip at him.
I think it'd be more along the lines of that.
Yeah, you wouldn't want a selfie with him, would you? Because...
Not really. I've got a selfie with Rolf and that's spoilt now.
Yeah.
I don't want one with Glitter.
You ain't going to get many likes, are you, if you put a selfie up with Glitter?
I reckon you get a lot of people remove you as a friend on social media.
Yeah, but you know.
I don't want
to
be...
It's good to have a clear out every now and then.
Yeah, I know, but I think that was probably what fucking Glitter used to say to himself when he was sexually charged. And look where that got him.
Think he was sexually charged. Looking back at the videos of him, he was quite sexually charged, wasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you do want to sponsor the podcast, then drop us a message on the socials. And we'd love to have you on board to sponsor the show. And we put your little logo on all the artwork, and we talk about you for a bit, and we'll chat about your website and all of that. And we do it for 99 quid a month. There you go. Can't ask better than that.
Good weapon.
Yeah, exactly.
We're doing this podcast for nothing, literally nothing.
Yeah.
No fucking... Oh, I have to say,
we should put the Simon Bates music behind this bit.
I'll put it behind it.
All right.
I can just mix that in.
Go on then, do a little monologue about it.
About what?
About people needing to give to us because we're doing it for free.
No, I don't mind doing it for free because it means that it's actually got some integrity, because all the time you've got sponsors and stuff, people look at it and they go we're just in it for the money, but
yeah,
we're doing it for the love.
Yeah.
Had some nice messages this week.
That's lovely.
People who enjoy the podcast.
That's good. Why don't they put their hands in their fucking pockets?
I see Paul Mayo the other day.
Yeah, yeah. You said that he's been listening. I mean, name and shame.
What?
Well, he's just shouted his name out. Is he allowed to listen with his line of work?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Right, right.
Nothing illegal going on here, is there?
I'll
edit all that out.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. Oh, that's all right. That's all right, then.
He's not going to want to be associated with all the Gary Glitter selfies.
No, this is what I'm thinking. This is what I'm thinking. I'm glad he's enjoying the podcast, though.
Yeah.
Films. Love Letters.
What's Love Letters?
It's a film starring Jamie Lee Curtis. It looked very sexy. Well, is it a four or is it a...
Why?
Well, apparently she's got a noon and a ding-dong, ain't she?
What, like Lady Gaga?
She got a noon and a ding-dong.
She's got a dick clit.
I don't know what Jamie Lee Curtis has got, but rumour has it in the 80s that she's got both, yeah.
Can she tuck one in the other? That's what I'd do if I had both.
Well, it would make sense, just for travelling, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Just, pop it in there.
Yeah. Keep it in a case to keep it safe.
Like a little banana in a skin. But yeah, I mean, the thing is...
I've never heard that rumour. Is that true?
Well, I don't know. I've never had a look. But she's bloody lovely, wasn't she, Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yeah. Well, it's no smoke without fire. That'd be a shock, though, wouldn't it?
what, just popping the pants off, and it was like, phew, then boing, like there's a ding dong ananun.
Ooh.
decisions.
Oh, hello. Oh, I know. Oh, well.
Hip dip dog shit.
Well, we're here.
I've got. Would you want to do a film? What do you want to talk about?
Do you know, I saw a. There was only two on MovieWeb. There was The Outsiders, which I've never seen, but looked pretty good. Did you see that?
I sent you the trailer today.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, yeah.
Was that for that?
Yeah. I love that film. And for Christmas, a friend of the show, Scroobius Pip, bought me the remastered version.
Oh.
It's a Francis Ford Coppola film based on a famous book. And it's got, let me just rattle off the cast, Ralph Macchio, Emilio Estevez, Patrick Swayze, Tom Cruise, Rob Lowe. Is it Rob Lowe? Is Rob Lowe in that? I think he is. If not, it's
Matt Dillon,
and who's the one that was in loads of 80s films who's just disappeared completely?
Chevy Chase.
No, Chevy Chase was not in it.
Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd weren't in it, no.
Mr. Claypole.
It's really good. I'll lend you it. You'll fucking love it.
No, it sounded fucking brilliant. Yeah. It sounded really good. I couldn't believe the fucking cast of it.
It's mega, yeah. Like, is it C. Thomas Howe? Is he in it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think he was the guy I was thinking of.
What's happened to him then?
I think he died of AIDS in 1987.
No longer C. Thomas Howe.
He's not really. He's probably fine. He's just probably just doing some B-movies and a bit of American telly.
Yeah. Well, the drugs make you last longer these days.
Were we outsiders?
Do you know what? I've got here. Did you feel like an outsider?
I didn't feel like I was in with the cool kids.
No, definitely not. But does that make you an in-betweener?
I think I was an in-betweener.
Yeah.
Like...
You weren't maverick enough to be an outsider.
Correct. And I was thinking about outsiders that we knew as a kid. Do you think Phil, Alan, the bloke with a beard, was an outsider?
Walked around on his own.
Never had his hands out of his pockets.
Had a beard when it was unfashionable to have a beard. Yeah, outsider.
Was a venture scout.
Outsider don't mean nonce.
I didn't say that.
What you're inferring.
But, I mean, what's weird is we must have been in his presence once when he was in Cubs, at a cub camp or something like that.
He was at cub camp, wasn't he? And he was just like a friendly kind of venture scout.
Like, what's weird is he was probably about 18, wasn't he? But he did have a beard.
He had that fucking enormous beard. He must have, that was a, you wouldn't have that beard when you were 18. He was at least in his 20s.
If you ordered Maurice Gibb off a Wish, you'd get Phil, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And like, and for some reason, every time we see him, and I'm not being funny, if we was in a car now and we drove past him, I know we'd do it.
Phil!
We
hounded him, didn't we?
We just,
For years after cub camp, like we was teenagers, weren't we?
Phil!
You'd just see him walk along the street, Phil! And he'd just get one hand out of his pocket like that, wouldn't he?
Little wave of his four fingers. Where had he had them four fingers? That's what I want to know. Do you ever think, like, when we
do
was...
Do you think he had them in four bums? I don't know. I don't think he did. I think he was an outsider, but I don't think he was that kind of... I don't think he was an insider.
You don't reckon he ever sort of cast his eye over Red Six and thought, Six a seconder or one of the new boys?
Do you think he had his eye on Brown Six? I was Red Six by the time he finished.
But obviously after you hear all this stuff about scout leaders and stuff,
oh, they're
like
all at it, aren't they?
Oh, it's rife. And I often think, like, what do you reckon I was ever diddled with? And like, and I've just put it out of my mind. Do you ever think that?
No.
Was Clive an outsider?
Clive the bus driver?
Yeah. Have we spoke about Clive on here?
No, I don't think so.
It was quite strange, wasn't it? Because at the time it was funny, but when you look back, it was really fucking tragic, wasn't it?
No, it's just really fucking sad, isn't it?
It was just a lad that... Well, you went to school with him, didn't you?
He ended up at the special school, didn't he?
Right.
But before that, he was at my junior school.
Right.
And every lunchtime, he would just drive a bus around the playground.
Yeah, an invisible one. Yeah. Let's clarify that.
You know, like doing the steering wheel, the gear stick, and he'd stop to let people on and off. I fell off his bus, didn't I, one lunchtime, ripped me trousers, mum done her bollocks.
Clive carried on doing that into his 30s, didn't he?
Yeah, you'd just see him, wouldn't you? Just like
running down the middle of a road.
Parking his vehicle up along the Broadway.
I've not seen him for a long time. Like,
he got his licence taken off him. Run over a kid on a zebra crossing.
Oh, wherever you are, Clive, I hope you're alright.
Yeah.
Screwballs come out.
Do you know what? That was one of the ones, Screwballs.
I sent you the trailer.
Yeah, I know, but that wasn't the trailer.
It's
the full film.
Yeah.
But I had a little flick through it. There's a bit where there's all these birds in like bikinis, like acting like zombies going after the bloke. But that was one of them ones that when we went in the video shop every Saturday on the way home from town, that would be up on one of the higher shelves.
Next
and you'd
to
Porky's. Look. Yeah, you'd look at it and think like, whoa.
Yeah. Welcome to TNA High, where the entire student body, including campus virgin Purity Bush, chronic masturbator Melvin Jerkofsky, repressed principal Stuckoff, and blonde bombshell Bootsy Goodhead all must rise to the challenges of freshman breast exams, bikini cheerleader attacks, inappropriate uses of bowling ball holes, and much more. I mean, that is the stuff of dreams when you're like fucking 12, isn't it?
It sounds brilliant. And that's on YouTube at the moment, isn't it?
A full film, yeah.
I shall be watching that when I get home. Have a big wink.
A big wink. Yeah, I imagine it's rubbish.
It didn't look rubbish. It looked pretty decent.
The amount of people I've mentioned Porky's to and said like how much I liked that film and how much I want to watch it again, people just look a little bit disappointed and like, why would you watch that? It's shit.
Fucking idiots.
I generally find a lot of people have that kind of response to Police Academy as well.
Fuck them. Fuck a lot of them.
What do I know? Screwballs was one of the ones that you'd always see in the video shop.
Yeah.
As was, there's one more that I remember seeing in the video shop that I wanted to talk about. Bad Boys.
Oh, I've never seen Bad Boys, but I watched a little trailer you sent us. Sean Penn looks about fucking 12.
So, do you remember that cover?
I think so.
Oh, I remember really wanting to watch that. Like, I thought the trailer looked really good.
So, have you seen it or not?
Nah.
Like, so, what's the premise? I had no idea Sean Penn was in it. What's the premise of it?
From what I gather, he's got... He gets done for something and he's got to keep his nose clean inside, but he's got a bit of a target on his head.
Yeah.
And he's just trying to stay out of trouble and then, obviously, he just must go on a rampage.
Like but, Bronson.
Exactly. Have you been watching? He's coming out, hasn't he?
I think he's having parole hearings and stuff. But
I think it was yesterday it started.
Yeah. You get the impression that he ain't coming out. I just think they couldn't fucking risk what might happen.
Yeah.
Because he's so high profile. If he comes out and anything happens. Because like
he's going to belt someone, isn't he?
He's got a little bit of a temper.
Give him a wide berth if he's had a pint, Bronson. but I remember like when Madonna was with Sean Penn, like I remember thinking like, oh, he's that bloke from Bad Boys. I really want to see that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's fucking cool, Sean Penn, though. I think
he's been in some good stuff.
Yeah, I think he's proper fucking cool. Have you got any other films? What was the other one you wanted to talk about?
There was another sexy one called Spring Break.
What's on the cover?
then I like some scantily clad birds and that.
Yeah. Was The Meaning of Life out this month?
It came out in America.
Right.
But it didn't come out in England.
I've only seen that once. I've seen Holy Grail and Brian about 500 times.
I've only seen Meaning of Life once, like fucking, yeah, probably like in the late teens.
Yeah, same. I've got very little recollection apart from every little spermie sacred song. Yeah.
It's more sort of sketch-based.
Yeah.
I need to just go back and watch all the Monty Python films again. I haven't seen Brian or Holy Grail for years.
Like Brian was on Netflix for a while. I watched it about 3 months ago and annoyingly lip-synced all the way through it. But he's fucking brilliant,
yeah,
Brian.
Yeah, really fucking good, isn't it?
And like, I was listening to Matt Morgan talking to Noel Gallagher and they were talking about Holy Grail. And just as a kid, like not getting a lot of the Python references, but that bit where he just keeps chopping his arms off and then his legs.
Yeah.
And then he's just like, it's just a flesh wound, like come back, I'll bite your ankles. And like, and just seeing his blood squirting out of these like removed limbs.
Yeah.
It was just the best thing ever when you was a kid. And like, just on the value of what you were seeing. And there's so many more levels to fucking Python that every time you know, as you get older, you start to go, oh, right, yeah, I see what they're doing now.
Like, they got away with quite a lot as well, didn't
loads.
They?
Loads. Like, fucking love it. Love it. But let's not talk about the new Fawlty Towers.
It's just a bad idea, isn't it? Just leave it alone, you silly old racist.
Oh, dear.
Oh, it's fucking wafty, isn't it, that everyone goes old and racist?
Oh.
Glad that's not going to happen to us.
No. Oh. Right. Have you got any more films you want to talk about?
Nope.
Okay. Is it music next?
Yep.
What chart you gone for?
Middle of the month as usual. Got Total Eclipse of the Arse number one.
Do you like that song?
Yep.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah. I went through a lot of years where I just couldn't fucking listen to it. But I heard it on the radio recently. I've rediscovered the merit of it.
I really need you tonight. It's good.
She's had
it?
A few Lambert and Butlers, hasn't she?
Yeah, she really has. Do you know what? Like, shameless plug for Off the Beaten Track, but I had her on there. And she was good value as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was like, she back said to she just come through from the fucking working men's clubs in Wales, like, gigging there. She was fucking great. Yeah. Just proper down to earth. Like, you know, when you think, I bet you get a couple of fucking Pinot Grigios in you and a fucking couple of fucking Embassy and you're on fire. She was fucking great.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's a fucking belter, Total Eclipse of the Arse, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it the ultimate power ballad?
See, when I think of power ballads, I think of that and Jennifer Rush, what is it, The Power of Love.
Yeah.
But Total Eclipse of the Arse, I think fucking shits all over it, doesn't it?
Massively. Steinman, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm always really careful now that I just don't want anyone to die. Like, we got a lot of shit because we mentioned Dickie Davis last month.
Well, I don't think it was Dickie Davis. I think we just mentioned World of Sport and then Dickie Davis croaked.
Yeah.
Motson's gone, but that weren't us.
That weren't, we didn't mention him. But it's like, every episode now, like, it's fucking weird.
Yeah.
It really is weird. Piers Morgan, so weird. Right.
I do have to mention Donna Marie, big long-time Cunt the Gang supporter, her mum's neighbour.
She having a bit of beef with her?
Yeah, having a beef with her neighbour. So, come on. If we all say her name, Donna Marie's mum's neighbour, then maybe. Yeah, she's awful and taking drugs in the garden, just shouting over the fence and fucking throwing stuff, just making a lot of
Donna Marie's mum's neighbour, this is.
Donna Marie's mum's neighbour.
Wow. Fucking
I mean, failing that, like, if it had to be someone from the 80s, Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics. If it had to be. Men bursting in with machine guns and made us choose someone.
Oh, right.
I'm talking to which number two, Sweet Dreams Are Made of This by the Eurythmics.
I've got nothing to say about the Eurythmics.
Do you know what? Like,
do you like any Eurythmics songs?
I don't. I think Sweet Dreams is all right and Love is a Stranger, Sex Crime 1984.
Say it in a sexy way.
No, I didn't say sex.
Raise your eyebrows and just like you're propositioning
crime.
Me.
Sex crime. You can't make sex crime sound sexy, can you? He just did that arm gesture that you do when something's like a carry-on arm. Sex crime. 1984.
Well, that's like when that girl asked me for a sex fight, and I didn't know what was going on. I was only little. I was like, what?
Was she doing that with her arm? Like,
no, she just looked like, I don't know what, yeah, we spoke about that. I don't really like them.
But you have placed a chill in my heart.
Nah, I really like the intro to Thorn in My Side. I think that's a really good fucking, that first like couple of lines.
That bit.
I just like, Thorn in My Side.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I really like that verse, but I don't really I'm not bothered about that.
Everyone had a woe in the 80s, though, yeah, didn't they?
I like the verse, and I really like the opening to There Must Be an Angel. I think that's a really good opening, start to a song. I like that.
I do generally feel like when she comes in, it all gets a bit unravelled.
Yeah. I know she's very pioneering and her look was very strong and all of that, but he just gets on me tits.
I think he might be a prick.
Oh, I bet he's actually a really nice bloke.
No, he ain't. That's the only episode of Soda Jerker I've turned off.
Really?
Yeah. Just going on about stuff. Just.
Is he one of them people that thinks he's like a fucking, like he's up there with Dylan?
Yeah.
I can't remember what number it was. Style Cancer in the top 10 with Speak Like a Child.
Yeah, went in new entry at number 6. That must have sold some fucking units to go in.
Yeah.
Go in at number Weller. 6 in the 80s.
Do you remember when your voice broke?
What, when I stopped speaking like a child?
Yeah. Tenuous link. Like, well, all it was when that first Serious Problem demo that we've done.
Yeah.
My voice ain't broke. Lee's and Gareth's has. I can't remember if yours has. Like, I think it must have, because you would have been just shy of 7 foot at that point. But my voice is still like, I'm like really high pitched.
Oh, right. I mean, I ain't heard it. Have you got a tape of that or not?
Yeah. Yeah.
What, the original one from Rand?
Not the one that's got
Gale's
the photos
house.
Glued onto it, but like, you done me a copy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with like a drawing on it. I've got a copy of that.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't heard that for, like, 30 years.
Yeah, but my voice ain't broke.
Yeah. So what would that have been, like 1988 or something?
I reckon it might have been 87.
I think we could probably work out to the day when your nuts dropped.
I definitely didn't have pubes when we recorded that. Barman Antonio definitely would have had pubes.
Definitely.
Lee would have already had a couple of digits in some women by that point.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I can't say offhand, but I would imagine I probably just had like a few pubes, like just round the base, maybe one growing out a mole. But nothing of any note.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Gal would have had a lot of pubes.
He'd have had a decent bush, I reckon, and his cock was probably slightly longer and thicker than mine at that point.
Lee's was already part worn. It was getting a lot of action.
He's was whittling into a point by that.
Oh, fucking hell.
He really had it off a lot, didn't he?
Yeah. We didn't, did we?
No.
Billie Jean, it's in a chance, isn't it?
It's quite a decent top 10, isn't it? Mm. Billie Jean at number 3. Shame they're spoilt and it tainted by stuff with the little boys pulling their bum cheeks apart and that.
People always told me, be careful what you do.
Mm.
Listen.
Yeah. Hiding in plain sight in a lot of ways,
yep.
Wasn't he?
Yep. So it made me think, like, about, you know, some of them stories about, you know, that happened a little bit later on in his career. Nothing's been proved. But say me and you was at Cub Camp, right?
Yep.
All right. So there we are, right? We've got our shorts and our little green jumpers on and our neckerchiefs, little hats.
Yeah.
And
you know at this point, from what you've just said about the Serious Problem demo, pubes are at least 6 years away.
Yeah, easily. easily. Michael Jackson turns up at Condovers on a C5, right?
Yeah.
Says
that'd be no good at Condovers. It's rough ground there.
Oh, all right, okay.
You don't want a three-wheeler on that kind of terrain.
All right, he's got a PK Ripper BMX, okay. Right? So he's coming down. He's like got the best BMX, right?
Yeah.
And says,
Parker just done up round his neck.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. And little Pepe key ring. And he says, do you like my bike? Me and you are like, fucking hell, yeah. I'm like, it's fucking Michael Jackson. And he says, I've got another couple. Do you just want one? And okay. Well, look, I've got this house, right? It's called Never Never Land, right? It's a fairground there, right? In my back garden.
Fairground at your house?
Yeah, that's right, yeah, yeah.
For a bike?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you just want to...
Yep.
And have a sleepover?
If that's what it takes to get the bike.
Do you reckon if we went home from Cub Camp and said to our mums, Michael Jackson has invited us over for a sleepover, do you think they would have just gone, yeah, what?
I don't know. My mum was pretty paranoid about pedos. Cause she
your mum thought I was getting diddled with by Bruno Brooks, didn't she?
For the gig.
Yeah, because we got that gig and I tell her that I said I'd get off of him or something if he gave us the gig. And then she got really, like, concerned about it, didn't she? That I was being groomed by Bruno.
She thought you'd offered up your bumhole to get us the gig at Hollywood's Romford.
I mean, I would
have. Well, I mean, if it gets us the gig...
Yeah. I wanted to see my name up in lights. Do you reckon you would have been allowed to go?
I don't know. My mum was pretty... My mum thought that pedos left wank mags in the woods.
Well, like bait?
Yeah, in order to get kids used to feeling sexual.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it did.
It worked. Yeah. It's a sound business model.
Yeah, I definitely fucking had a couple of awkward little fucking strolls out of the dipping with like a little fucking little bullet in my pants after like...
You were used to it by then, weren't you?
Yeah.
Why would your mama let you go?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, really?
I would have caused the scene. Like, I just want to go to his ass. He's got a fair and a monkey. The elephant man's there.
He all don't right. want to be anymore. He'd give anything to be somewhere else.
Oh, I think I would have just took me chances.
Yeah.
I love the fair and there'd be no queues.
Yeah.
Would Dodgems be good if it was just you and him? I wouldn't want to be in the dodging with him. I'd want to, like, be my own one.
He'd just keep bumping you against your will.
That's where it went wrong, wasn't it?
Yep.
People always told me, be careful what you do. Get the balance right. That was in the charts.
Well, we done get the balance right last month, didn't we?
Well, this is where I want to ask a bit about you. Like, do you think you've ever got the balance right? Because...
Oh, for fuck's sake. Yeah. Yeah, I do, yeah. I think I've got the balance just right.
Right, because I was thinking, right, you like swearing loudly, right, and showing off.
No, I don't like swearing loudly. I like swearing and I've got a loud voice.
Right, so you swear loudly.
Well, yeah, but I don't like it. It's just something.
You always seem to be smiling when you're doing it.
It brings me joy.
Well, there you go. You've answered your own question there.
But I don't make a point of swearing loudly. I've just got a loud voice and I like swearing.
Okay. That's because when I was thinking about this.
Well, now, can I just say, I don't fucking sit there in restaurants and stuff when there's all families eating, just swearing loudly.
So we had a game called Knob.
Well, yeah.
We went to the library to play that. Where we just go in there and just shout Knob. As loud as we could.
It was a precursor to Dick and Dom's Bogies. It was. Wasn't it, in a lot of ways.
Yeah, but just more offensive. Do you reckon if we would have played that game 7-8 years later, probably wouldn't have been the word knob, would it?
No.
It would have been far more offensive, wouldn't it?
Cock. Erect cock.
Yeah, and I was just thinking, like, it would have been your idea to play a game called Knob. And I just remember thinking, we would just go anywhere, wouldn't we? And whenever it was quiet, We just try and outdo each other by shouting the word knob.
But no one would ever start really quietly. You wouldn't. We'd never start by going knob, and then raise the stakes gradually.
No,
it normally started at 9, didn't it?
Yes. We didn't have time to waste. We just wanted attention, didn't we? Do you want to play knob? Yeah, knob.
Knob.
That was exactly how it went. Oh, fucking hell.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
What else you want to talk about in the charts?
So Phil Everly and Cliff Richard at number 9?
That can't be good.
She Means Nothing to Me. I couldn't find them singing it. It was just like, you know, like the dancers, whoever it was at the time. It weren't Hot Gossip and it weren't Pan's People. It was whoever was the one in between them two.
Yeah. She Means Nothing to Me.
Him on the other hand.
Rock the Boat?
I like Rock the Boat. Do you like Rock the Boat?
That's great.
It's got loads of different bits to it, isn't it?
In the ocean. Yeah, it's really good, Rock the Boat. So there was a... Just the band that I just thought, where'd they get that? Kissing the Pink. I've just got a note just saying Kissing the Pink question mark.
I don't know, but I don't know anything about Kissing the Pink, do you?
Ah.
Oh, although their first album was called Pot in the Brown.
Kissing the Pink, Missing the Stink. Oh dear. Did you have a dinghy, just thinking of Rock the Boat, did you have a dinghy as a kid?
Oh, do you know a story about a dinghy?
Your dinghy?
Yeah.
No.
So I'm trying to think where the fucking hell we was.
Was it one of them like reddy orange ones?
No, it was yellow and blue.
Right.
And my old man got it and it fitted my old man and me and my sister in. And I'm trying to think where we were on holiday. Whether it might have been the Isle of Wight or Weymouth or somewhere. And we'd go on holiday, and where my mum like looked after us all the time, we'd get onto the beach and she'd just go straight to sleep. And then my old man would have to amuse us. And he took us out in the dinghy and he decided to row round to the next cove and see what was round. Oh, we discovered years later that he'd heard there was a nudist beach round there and that was his motivation. That was his motivation.
He just popped round there, me two young children.
So he rode out past, like, you know, like you get a little point, didn't you? He rode out past there and got caught in the current that was sucking us out to sea.
Yeah.
And we didn't know because we was just kids.
Yeah.
And like all of a sudden he's sweating and he's rowing a bit quicker, like that face that my old man used to pull.
Misjudged the situation.
And he really misjudged the situation because we was getting fucking swept out to sea. And like, years later, he was saying, like, he was just rowing and rowing just to keep us in the same place.
Yeah.
He was really fucking worried. And all the time, me and my sister have got no fucking idea. Yeah, we've got no idea. Are we going, do you want a fag, Dad? He's like, no, not at the moment. But But eventually, he got us back to the beach, and like, I mean, he was like art fucking going.
Yeah.
And my mum was still asleep. She just slept through the whole fucking thing. did you have a dinghy?
Yeah. Like, no, I never had. Like, I remember going to like seaside towns, as like, you know, like Weymouth and Yarmouth and all that as a kid. And you knew you was getting near the seaside when you get to like them shops that have like dinghies standing up outside, yeah, and like spades
so
and stuff like that.
So exciting, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was wicked. And I remember like going to Maldon. Like, did you ever go to Maldon as a kid?
Yeah, that big fucking swimming pool thing, which is just. Did you ever put your feet down in there?
Yeah.
Fucking rank. It's like,
it was just a. It was a essentially like a man-made lake, wasn't it?
Just that, with all this horrible fucking silt and...
Yeah, it was horrid, but it was like...
No, it was great though, wasn't it? Like,
yeah, it was just, you could go in there in a dinghy. And I remember going there with Painter, and we referenced Painter, and...
Oh, it was his dad, wasn't it, who squeezed that dog's bollocks till they popped and the dog
I forgot the show. I did get a message from Ollie from Deaf Guitar Pop, just going, the Painter's dad actually squeezed them till they popped. But I went there with Painter's dad and Painter.
Yeah,
And his sister. He was a confident young man.
Yeah.
And he not only was a really good sprinter, I think he come second in the sports day 100 metres that Antonio come last in.
Oh, right.
We was there, and I was in his dinghy.
Is that the only time you want to mention that, or are you going to mention that again later?
We get
on
to sport. So I was in his dinghy, and he was like, I'm going to get out for a bit. And I was like, oh, all right. And like, obviously, it was a proper fucking... If you had a dinghy, you was going to be in it. You weren't going to be in the water because it was a bit grotty. And he got in the water, and then like he got back out, and we was just like paddling along, and he just went, oh, look, down there's a shit. And I was like, ugh. And I was like, where'd that come from? He's like, oh, I don't know. And I was like, you've just got out and had a shit in the water and then got back in the dinghy and instantly just pointed to this shit and tried to make out it was someone else's. I'm like, mate, you just shit, didn't you? He was like, no, don't say anything to my dad.
He'll squeeze me bollocks till they pop.
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, right. What else you got on music? Anything?
Let me have a little look. If you, as a kid, if you was, say you was down Maldon and someone's dog ran up and just like bit you and had hold of your arm, wouldn't let go.
Yeah.
Which 80s celebrity would you want squeezing his bollocks to get it to release the quickest?
Pat Jennings.
Or would his hands be too big?
Mm.
Could he get the necessary purchase with great big hands?
Good point. Jimmy Cranky. She's down there anyway.
Would her hands be too... Would she have the grip, do you think?
Oh, she's like fucking Three Bears.
It's got to be someone with medium-sized hands.
Jeremy Beadle. He's got two goes at it. Yeah.
On one hand, he'd be successful.
Oh, dear. TV?
Yeah.
Yeah? Why are you looking so confused?
I've got a bit of a game, but I don't know whether it's any good.
Oh, I love a game.
Should we just do it if it's shit? We'll just edit it out.
Yeah.
Right. So this game... I've taken the four duets that were in the top 40.
Ooh.
I've got no confidence in this being any good this game.
Right, okay.
But we'll see.
Right.
And it's called Who's Zooming Who.
Right.
So I'm going to name the people that are singing their duets, and you have to tell me which one of them is zooming the other one. By that, I mean rooting.
Right, okay.
All right, so this is called Who's Zooming Who.
Right.
Right. So at number 33, singing We've Got Tonight, we've got Kenny Rogers and Sheena Easton. Who's zooming who?
Rogers. Clearly.
Kenny Rogers.
Like, you know, he does what he says on the tin. Sheena Easton, like, bit too young, Scottish, not afraid to speak her mind. I don't think she'd be having a drop of Rodgers. I think Rodgers is like, he's trying to fucking win her over. He's doing that thing where you get your fucking Stetson and flip it up your arm and onto your head.
Yeah.
Like, he's pulling his fucking guns from his holsters, spinning them about a little bit, telling her that he can ride an horse and all stuff like that. I think he's pulling out literally all of the fucking big guns. No, he's not zooming her.
No, he's not zooming her.
He's not zooming her.
She quite full throat of her opinions then, Sheena Easton, you can imagine, being Scottish and that.
Is that casual racism?
I don't think so. I think it's just saying that they know what they believe in and they don't mind just going on about it, whether you're interested in or not.
She was fucking tidy as well. What's next?
At 23, we've got Love Lift Us Up Where We Belong, Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warnes.
Yeah. She's been warned. And Cocker.
Yeah. It's a lot of sexy names in the 80s, wasn't there?
Yeah. He's already thinking, I want a Cocker.
Yeah.
Like, and I imagine back in the day, whoever he wanted a Cocker, he'd cock.
Yeah. But at least he warns her first.
Yeah, I know. I think still quite early on in Warnes' career.
Yeah.
Maybe, fast forward a few years, when she had the global hit with I've Had the Time of My Life, you know, maybe she was singing about getting cocked by Cocker.
Do you think so?
Zoomed.
Right, number 11, we've got Baby Come To Me by Patty Austin and James Ingram.
Baby, come to me, let me... Ingram, I watched this on Top of the Pops the other night, right? Austin is like, she just looks like a proper 80s mum.
Yeah.
Like, she's not like your sort of slender pop star that you'd get on the Pops.
So she just takes it wherever she can get it.
Ingram pulled a funny face when he sings. He does this weird thing with his lip. Not like a Billy Idol sort of sneer, but it looked like maybe... If you saw him just sort of sitting at a bus stop doing that, you'd 911 and ask him if he had pins and needles in his left arm.
Oh, right. I thought you were going to say, like, 111 option two. A little bit of fire on his forehead.
That's kind of what it looks like.
Not so much rebel yell, more bus stop stroke.
Yes, exactly that. Do you know what? I don't think they were zooming. They made, like, James Ingram made love.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like...
Do you think he'd have a little face when he was ejaculating?
Definitely.
Same one, or just slight variation?
An enhanced version.
More intense.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And finally, we've got She Means Nothing To Me at 9 with Phil Everly and Cliff Richard.
Zoomed right up his whoopsie.
Who's written Zooming
Who, though? Phil Zooming Richards.
You reckon?
Yeah. Do you think otherwise?
Well, I don't know, because if rumour has had it at the Elm Guest House, it was Richard doing the Zooming.
TV?
Yep.
So this month I've chose Sunday, because I had a look at Saturdays and it was all punchlines and chips and all the stuff that we spoke about previously, so I thought
you have one month where you have a little celebration of 80s TV, and then one month where you moan about it.
Guess which one this is.
Well, it's either, I know when you go, so this month we've got Sunday, I know that's a moan, and when you go, the kids' TV schedule for Christmas Day. Somehow I've done that in the style of Strand.
Oh, it was Strand, that,
wasn't
it?
The kids' TV schedule for Christmas Day.
Morning worship.
What do you say morning wood, then?
That'd be a much better way to fucking start a Sunday. Cool. Who would host that?
Larry Grayson. Everett.
Kenny Everett. Yeah, what's her name?
Cleo Rockos.
Cleo Rockos in a bikini.
Yeah.
And it just starts with, like, Everett just doing all done in the best possible taste as he crosses the legs, got a massive bit of morning wood.
Yeah, definitely.
Going back to Larry Grayson quickly, I'm just picturing him, like, the conveyor belt's going past, right?
Yep.
And you've got, like, Isla St. Clair on there, fucking Minjat, just, like, on her knees, just going, ooh, as it goes past, and, like, and it's just Grayson with just like his flies undone in his suit, just pulled through the front, but he's pulled his bollocks out as well.
Of course he has.
He's just fucking pointing fucking 12 o'clock and it's just like, welcome to Morning Wood. And then like, before the credits even finish, like Isla St. Clair's gone past on the conveyor belt and it's back to like a fucking washer dryer and a fucking food mixer and stuff like that.
I don't know whether you'd actually have a few kind of like late 70s, early 80s dollies going past.
Right. I mean, I'm not going to complain. I'm on board with that.
Sandra Dickinson.
Yep. Who
Wincy
else?
Willis.
Yeah, I mean, that's to me, I would have got up early on a Sunday for that.
Morning Wood.
Yeah.
Is there a show called Morning Wood on any of the fucking adult channels? You know, just like BBC Breakfast, but everyone's got their cocks out.
Just fucking... Nick Owen just sitting there, a fucking tired old lob on, sitting there, trying to look excited. As fucking Mad Lizzie's just got her tired old beaver out, just doing a fucking workout. Morning Wood's a fucking great concept for fucking breakfast television.
Definitely. Like, that'd liven things up a bit, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Bit of naked darts, like, be fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
Roland's rat. Like.
Roland's rat. He'd look great with a fanny, wouldn't he?
Yeah! Oh, fucking hell. Oh, Roland's rat. Oh, fucking hell. Oh, that fucking impression, it really does me every time. Police 5.
Yeah, it was Shaw Taylor.
Right. Was he just a grass?
It was Shaw Taylor.
Yeah. Keep him peeled. He's just trying to encourage it, a grass. Busy cunt.
Think he was a busy cunt.
Definitely.
Yeah, now you mention it, yeah.
Yeah. We should spray paint fucking Shaw Taylor is a grass on a bridge.
I think he's dead, isn't he?
Oh. So, what was your, like, Sunday routine? Because we'd go out on a Saturday, right? But I can't remember us doing anything on a Sunday.
So, what you on about? Like, so around this time... Would we have we'd have finished Cubs, wouldn't we?
Ooh.
1983.
I didn't think you finished. You.
Oh no, I finished when I was 17. Yeah.
Early '90s. Yeah.
I did have a few pubes before I finished Cubs. Maybe we finished Cubs at the end of this school year. Like, yeah. So in this summer.
Yeah.
But did we play Cub football on a Saturday morning? It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have been playing Sunday league at this point. So I don't know. I suppose just fucking bummed around all day and then went to my nan's in the evening for a pilchard salad.
There was nothing worse, was there, than like... I still get it now. Like, even though I ain't got to get up on a Monday and go to school.
Yeah.
But like around sort of 6 o'clock on a Sunday, when I... Your mum would be like, right, go and have a bath. And he'd be like, oh, fucking hell.
It's a poxy day. It was a fucking... When you had to get up for school on a Monday, it was a poxy day Sunday.
Rubbish. I remember, like, there'd be, like, Highway on with Harry Seacombe.
Yeah.
Like, you want to look at him? Like, and...
do you know what? When...
Seacombe.
When Barry Dodds...
Yeah.
Got me a present of lots of the Operation Yew Tree also ran signatures, you know, like, what's his name? Kevin Webster from Coronation Street, Ken Barlow from Coronation Street. You know, the ones that were in the mix and then like, they let them off.
Got cleared.
Didn't have enough evidence.
People that got cleared.
That's right, yep. It's no smoke without fire. But
not guilty.
Well, you know, we'll see about that. And one of the autographs he got me was Harry Secombe, because when he was searching all the U-tree autographs, it kept suggesting that one. Does the eBay algorithm know something that we don't?
Did he take him on a highway to hell? Highway was a highway to hell,
and it's just some old cunt singing hymns.
Literally, you look through the TV listings, right? It's just religion all day.
Yeah.
And then, you'd get, a bit of Match of the Day, I think, on a Sunday late Sunday afternoon. But the rest of it was just literally fucking religion all day. And you just think, there was, the Smurfs on for about 20 minutes on a Sunday lunchtime.
Yeah. But even Father Abraham was God, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's this old cunt with a beard.
Yeah. And I remember, what was the one with Honeyford? Was it Sunday Sunday or something like that?
So it was something like that, yeah.
Oh, I just remember thinking, he's fucking boring.
Sunday's boring enough without the Sunday programme.
I know. And then then it'd be Songs of Praise. And then, my dad, used to watch Last of the Summer Wine.
Yeah, that's a cunty fucking programme. It's just a load of old cunts going down here in a bath.
Fucking shit. And it was I don't know if it was that all of that stuff was put together so you actually wanted to go to school the next day, because you just thought, I can't handle any more of this.
Yeah.
What an horrible fucking end to the weekend.
Would you rather have had two Mondays than a Sunday?
I think so. I think I'd rather have gone to Neverland for a second time than have a fucking another Sunday in fucking watching Highway and fucking Sunday Sunday.
And if you went back the second time, you'd get a C5 or something.
Yeah. How good would that be?
Yeah. Really good.
Was Bullseye Saving Grace?
Yeah, definitely. He's a diamond in a pile of dog shit, wasn't it?
It really was good, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Have we spoke about Bully on here?
I don't know. We touched on it one time because there was the Coastal Path Killer went on Bullseye.
Yeah.
I think a lot of that ended up getting
edited
out.
A lot of that got edited out, yeah.
That'll be appearing in the Outtakes show.
Yep. It's never going to come out.
Listen to
that outtake the other day.
What, the Coastal Path one? It's not that bad, is it? You'd allow that in now.
Yes.
You've really loosened up lately, haven't you? Why were you so uptight when we started? I think you had this idea that you were going to get asked to host the One Show at some point and you didn't want to ruin it. And now it's just sunk in, no matter how many fucking bravery awards you get, they're never going to ask you to host the One Show. It's never going to happen.
It's refugees as me. When are you crying?
You can do whatever you like. They're never going to have you on the One Show.
And that's your fault.
Yeah, because you ain't got the balance right.
Effing and fucking Jeffing. Losing the sponsors, talking about rectal bleeding.
A lot of people think I'll get the balance just right.
I remember, and I still watch Bullseye quite regular.
Yeah.
Skip the first round, the questions round. Just get on to the next bit. It was all about the prize ball, wasn't it?
Yeah.
When the prize ball come up, start the black in the red. It's fucking brilliant because you look at all the people that are on there, and they just look like all the people that we'd see in working men's clubs growing up.
Yeah.
And they all look about 70, but they're all 25. And, it's fucking brilliant.
People much older, though, didn't they?
Yeah. I was listening to something the other day, and someone was saying, so we're in 2023. If we go back 20 years to 2003.
Yeah.
No one looks that different, do they? Fashion and technology. Nothing's massively fucking different in 20 years. But in 1983, if you went back 20 years, just fucking mental.
Yeah.
The difference, that you'd see, even if you went back 10 years.
But I suppose, there was a lot of doors open, weren't there, in the 60s. In terms of people rebelling against their parents, because before that, everyone just got jobs and got old, didn't they?
Yeah.
And just shut up and got on with their lot. And then suddenly you had the idea that you could fucking do something else.
Yeah.
And so the world changed, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's not just people don't kind of get to 40, just put on beige and walk around with Roy Cropper style bags to the greengrocers and back.
There was a lot of that in the '80s.
Vernon.
He was another outsider, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Vernon had that bag and that Mac, didn't he? And he would have had a rape alarm in the other hand, didn't he?
Did he?
And if you weren't near him, you go, Vernon. Like, he just hit the little rape alarm and it just went beep.
He must have had quite an hard time, do you reckon?
Yeah, because people like us would go out on our bikes and look for him and just shout stuff at him.
I've never done that. I was full party to Frank have a wank on the way home from the youth club. We did that relentlessly, didn't we? Every week on the way home from the youth club.
That Kingy's old man?
Yeah.
Like, was you there when he chased us to Thurrock Park?
What, from Stiffer Clays?
Yeah. And he got us down on Thurrock Park. Me, DJ Destruction, I don't know if it was Lee, but he cornered Ross, like Destruction.
Yeah.
And Ross had his grifter. And I remember Ross, like, jumping off his bike and dragging his grifter, like, over his bonnet and then, like, cycling off. Like,
really?
Man possessed. Not Ross, like... Kingy's old man.
Do you think he got driven to it by people just throwing buds at his house and shouting Frank, have a wank every single week?
Every Tuesday and Thursday after the youth club, you'd cycle home. And there was just this kid who went to our school, and it was his dad who was, I don't know why someone started doing it, but someone like knocked him and then legged it. But then it was like bud up. So it was like, right, let's just throw a bud at Kingy's ass. And he's like, just find a big rosebud, lob it at his window, boom. Like, and then there would literally be, like, fucking 20 kids on bikes. It was like the fucking scene in E.T. And they'd all just, like, we'd all just go, like, fucking bomb it. And he'd come out and would literally sometimes just give chase. But this time, I don't know if we just broke him. But he chased us for, what, 2 miles?
Yeah, that'd be, like, nearly 2 miles, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Just horrible little cunts.
It's great though, Bud Up, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's fucking excellent, wasn't it?
I wonder if any of the listeners used to play Bud Up.
Yeah, let us know.
Can't just be an Essex thing, can it?
Nah, like, everyone used to play Knock Up Ginger or Knock Down Ginger, whatever they want to call it.
Do you remember that, on Thurrock Park, we did...
Casey's house with the...
With the fishing wire and just, like, knocking the knock...
The thing was, we just sat across the other side of the road. It weren't surprising that he knew it. Oh, who's doing that? And every time like he'd come out, we'd all be laughing. And then the minute he shut the door, cunt.
Yeah, irritating cunt. Too much time on our hands. That's what happened when the youth club shut down.
Yeah, Thatcher.
Yeah.
If someone cycled past your ass and threw a bud at your window now, what would you do?
Follow them.
Ain't funny when it happens to you, is it?
Nope.
All of the things like we used to do as kids, I used to think, someone done that to me now, I'd be really upset.
Oh, if I woke up in the morning and my wall was just a pile of bricks outside my house, I'd be furious.
If I drove past a fucking two lads with fucking baseball bats smashing up a phone box, I'd be so really angry
You'd
and
be
upset.
Like Charles Bronson, not the prison one, the film one.
Before we move on from TV, a quick game of One in the Pink or One in the Stink, a.k.a. Front Bum, Back Bum.
Okay.
Bob Holness.
Oh, Bob Holness.
Blockbusters presenter.
And sax player on Baker Street.
Correct.
I reckon he's quite a traditional fella.
I think so.
Quite well-mannered. I don't think he would have the nerve to ask a lady, even if he wanted to pop it in her stink. I think he'd suppress that urge.
A gentleman.
Yeah, he's a gentleman. He'd probably standard amount of foreplay, spend a couple of minutes on a hooters, give a fanny a bit of a rub, and then just at the appropriate moment, making sure that he had consent, he'd insert his penis, which was like an average kind of length, 5 to 6 inches, nothing to write home about. Not a very thick stem, copious grey pubes. He'd insert that into a moist vagina. If it wasn't moist enough, he wouldn't go like, he'd just like dribble a bit of spit because he's polite.
Wouldn't even let her see.
No.
Yeah. His trousers and pants would be off, but he'd keep his suit jacket, tie and shirt on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Yeah. And socks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pink.
But yeah, pink.
Nifty 50s throwback, Shaking Stevens.
Oh, Shaking Stevens. See, he could have had any woman he wanted.
Ooh, definitely.
But with Shaking Stevens, he was very vain. With his quiffed hairdo, and his double denim, and he didn't like to spoil that image. So what he would do is, he would just get his cock and bollocks out of his fly, but he wouldn't take his jeans off.
No,
and he would cram them in whichever hole just came first. So I would say pink, or I think he'd be just as likely to go for the pink as the stink. And the thing is, with Shaking Stevens, he could just stand still. And his cock would go off because of the shaking.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
He wouldn't have to do the sturdies in the traditional sense.
Yeah.
He'd just think of one of his numbers and,
yeah
his cock would go off. And he'd go off quite quickly.
Back door or green door?
Yeah, back door.
Oh, right. And lastly, what else have I got here? Synth electro pop star Pete Burns.
Pete Burns, dead now.
In his heyday.
In his heyday. I mean, to look at him.
Yeah. Glamourpuss.
He was a glamourpuss, wasn't he? And I'd imagine, I mean, are we talking in the 80s? Because I think...
Dead or alive, You Spin Me Right Round era.
Right, okay, alive.
Yeah.
Because I think in latter days, he... became addicted to Botox and he would have injections.
That's correct.
In his cock and bollocks.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Just became massively, massively inflated.
Should I check this on Google to check you're factually correct there?
No, it's right to be forgotten. His family have had it removed. As he did himself with his cock, and he just had these massive bollocks.
Just bollocks.
Yeah, just bollocks that look like the airships that the US shot down recently.
And what, just a smooth little patch where his cock was?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But back in the day, he wasn't what I would call a traditional fella. He liked to mix it up.
It was an experimental time.
Yeah. So I would say probably Pete's up the pupa. Stink.
Stink. Okay. All right, brilliant. That's TV done. What else have we got here? What have you got for... I've got nothing for news at the moment. What have you got?
Oh, I've got a lot of news.
Have you?
Does sport count as news?
Yeah, we'll merge them in because sport's quite hard to get stuff going.
So the only events, it weren't so much news, but the first CD went on sale in the UK.
Didn't that happen about a month ago?
Nope. The first CD got made.
Ah. What was the first CD you owned?
probably would have been a CD single, but it wouldn't have been anywhere near fucking 1983. I don't think I started buying them till like 1987 or 88. It was probably like fucking
that early. I reckon we was getting CDs later than that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We were still buying cassette singles in 1989.
I bought Rick Astley's Whenever You Need Somebody on cassette single. I think that was the only cassette single I bought.
I had Room at the
Full
Top
Price. By Adamant. Yeah, I had that. Yeah, I did actually. What year was that?
That was the year. I bought that the day you passed your driving test and we went to Southend.
Oh, really? So when would that have been? Like 1989, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So I got that. I bought that, and I bought Respect by Diva that day as well.
Yeah, I haven't heard that for a long while.
Respect me! Oh, no! I ain't gonna do you
wrong. Then what was the first CD you bought?
Fuck knows. I can't remember. Like,
I remember, like, I've always done this, is just carried on buying the format that I've got everything in long after it's become a dead format.
Yeah.
And then they just stopped doing it eventually.
Yeah.
But I don't think I ever, I didn't ever really fucking stop buying 7-inch singles. I don't think.
I remember, like
all the indie stuff.
Even when I was DJing, like, well into, like, the early, like, probably up till about 93, I was still buying everything on vinyl.
Yeah.
Like, it was only really, like, around the summer, as far as I can remember, like, Britpop, really, that I started, you know, 95 buying stuff on CD.
Yeah.
Like, but I do always remember thinking, like, when I got the first CD and putting it on, the same when I got a DVD player, I thought, strapping, this is going to be immense. Oh, it just sounds the same.
Yeah.
Like, when you put the DVD on, it was like, oh, it's just the same as watching a VHS.
CDs were quite quiet as well at the start, weren't they?
I can't remember. Like, but, yeah. It's weird, isn't it? It's like, do you think, like, because me and you have both got fucking thousands of CDs, do you think they're going to go full circle like vinyl have?
I don't know. I think there's some people that still fucking rate CDs, and
I know people still buy CDs. Yeah.
Don't know. Do you reckon they will? Do you reckon they will go full circle? Like, you know, like vinyl. But has vinyl gone full circle? I don't think vinyl's made the massive fucking comeback that everyone says it has.
No. What I mean is like more collectible.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, like CDs, you just fucking throw them away now.
But the thing is, I think if it's good stuff,
yeah,
then it probably will remain collectible in it. But
no one's going to want my Northern Uproar CDs in 10 years' time, are they?
No, or fucking, you like, you know, when you go in the charity shop, it's all fucking Il Divo, isn't it, and Liberty X.
Yeah.
Like, no one's ever going to fucking want them, are they?
No, they're not. Got Bewitched and Off the Beaten Track tomorrow.
Have you? What are you like?
They've got a new single coming out.
What a fucking waste of everyone's time. Tell them that. Ain't it though? Fucking hell. It's a waste of everyone's fucking time.
Oh, fucking hell. What else you got for news?
It's all sport. Larry Holmes beats Lucien Rodriguez in 12 to win the heavyweight title.
Yeah.
Is he any good, Larry Holmes?
Arguably one of the best. He was the guy that... I think was Ali's second to last fight. I think Ali took one more fight. Like, Larry Holmes was Ali's sparring partner and then basically become one of the greatest heavyweights ever. He had the best jab in the business. And he didn't particularly want to fight Ali, but he absolutely destroyed him and retired him, basically.
Oh, really?
It was a horrible fight to watch.
Like, was there a big age disparity there?
Just obviously when you think this would have been what? Oh, blimey, 82, 83.
Yeah.
like Ali was just shot. Like, he'd had too many wars and his speed had gone. And Larry Holmes was the next big thing.
Yeah.
And was like just super. He's fucking brilliant, Larry Holmes. He'd come out of retirement to fight Mike Tyson, and Dan and Ali was just spent, but thought, oh, I'll probably just earn some money.
Yeah.
But fucking legend, Larry Holmes. Absolute legend.
In boxing, I don't know a lot about boxing.
Yeah.
But say you come out of retirement.
Yeah.
Like, how many rounds do you have to stay on your feet and get belted around the head before you can just lay down and take the money?
I can't remember how many Larry Holmes went with Tyson. Not many people went that long with Tyson, though.
Like, if I had to get in the ring with Mike Tyson...
First round.
I'd just let him hit me, and then I'd just lay down and shut my eyes and pretend to be asleep.
I don't think you'd...
Would I get the money?
I don't think there'd be a lot of pretending.
Would I get the money? No, it's all right, because, like, I'd just ride the punch.
Yeah, oh, right, oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, look at you, you've been to the boxing club today and making out like you'd last more than fucking 2 minutes with him.
I could think of nothing worse than getting belted by Mike Tyson.
I'd love to see you fucking holding your nose on your face and just go like, ah.
Oh, I don't want to play anymore.
I'm not playing, this is boring.
What was we playing? Was that boxing?
That was boxing, because... Yeah, we used to do a bit of boxing, didn't we? So when would this have been? This would have probably been around now to sort of mid-80s, maybe.
Yeah.
And we'd go over the techie field, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
The field at the back of the tech college. And we'd mark out a ring with our shoes. And then we'd just belt each other. We'd like match up. There'd be like a group of us, wouldn't there? Like half a dozen.
Did we have two pairs of gloves, or did we have one glove and we have one each?
Yeah, that. And because it was me, you, the Nieldsies.
Yeah, Scott Gibson.
Scott Gibson.
Probably Paz.
Paz.
Yeah.
Ollie.
Yeah.
Whose mum ran the hairdressers.
Yeah.
And it was Ollie, wasn't it? Someone whacked him.
Yeah. It was a really silly game.
No, it was a really stupid game hitting your friends, wasn't it?
Ollie was a gentle soul, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was just a little tubby. I mean, I was just a little tubby kid. But I was might have been a little bit more confident about myself than what Ollie was.
Yeah, that's why you just ran across and smashed him in the face.
I don't think it was me that belted him.
I think it would definitely have been you. No, I think it was Gibson. No, because we always matched it up, didn't we?
Did we?
And if, yeah, like, you wouldn't have just gone in and hit a little kid. Like, it'd been, it'd be like two.
Sorry, let's get this right. Like, we didn't have pubes and he didn't. Like, we would have been 10, 12... No, 10 or 11.
Yeah.
And he would have been what?
Probably like 9.
Right.
Like, he'd have been like, was he like a year below? Well, he was in Kellers.
Yeah,
year
below us.
So like year below us.
That's all right.
I just don't see me belting him in the face. Mind you, I had a glove on. I remember that we used to match the bouts up.
Because
if you fought the Nieldsies, you'd have to fight both of them.
Is that what we've done?
Yeah.
What's the logic in that?
But I think it might have been Scott hit him. And it's just like his eyes welled. You know, like when a kid's just about to cry and try not to cry.
Yeah.
And his bottom lip was wobbling and his eyes were filling up. And then he just went, I'm not playing. This is boring. And threw the glove down and went off home.
He weren't bored, was he?
No, he was sad, wasn't he?
Yeah.
His mum. That was him. That do you remember we were playing golf over there? we were playing golf.
That makes us sound terribly middle class. Where did we get golf clubs from?
I have no fucking idea. But we just whacked balls up and down the football pitch, didn't we?
We didn't have golf clubs.
No,
where did they come from?
I have no idea where they come from. But we'd whack it from one end of the pitch and try and score a goal at the other end, wouldn't we? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
You'd never get like more than halfway. No. But we was all stood there, and I was bouncing a golf ball and just swinging a club and trying to hit it, and just like, I mean, I'd done it about 40 times and it didn't connect. And then Ollie's appeared. There was a little gap in the fence, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Down by the alley that you'd come onto the field. And he's appeared and he's come onto the field. And I fucking bounced the ball. And the one time it fucking connected, he's gone smack. And it's just hitting right in the nuts.
Did he think golf was boring as well? Oh, I just remember being outside his house and just shouting Ollie, Ollie, Ollie with his balls in a trolley.
Yeah.
I don't know what that come from. It was really weird because we swung around outside this shop.
That was my old band's one, I think.
Was it?
Ollie, 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 his balls on a trolley, tits in a biscuit tin.
But like, we used to hang around outside this shop and inside this shop when we weren't being kicked out, like just being fucking just dossing, weren't we?
Yeah.
And either side of them shop, Ollie lived one side and Saggy lived the other, didn't they?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And they were both like...
Saggy was a gentle soul, wasn't he?
He really was, wasn't he? And like, he never wanted to come out. And I reckon we used to knock on his door and I reckon sometimes his mum would be like, just go out. Come on, get out of the house for a bit.
I remember being outside his house and singing Fine Young Cannibals, Johnny Come Home.
Saggy, we're sorry.
Why don't you come on out?
What
we're
have we
worried.
Done to him? What have we done previously?
No, I don't think we were. I don't think we were big bullies like that.
No, I remember thinking he was just a really nice bloke.
No, he was a nice kid.
What else you got for news and sport?
Torvill and Dean won Ice Dance Championship in Helsinki.
No, that's not the one, is it?
No, I don't think so. I think we had that the other week, didn't we?
Yeah.
Well, like about, I don't know, a year ago or whatever. Yeah. They just won an Ice Dance Championship in Helsinki. That's what it said.
Right.
They're fucking one-trick ponies, aren't they?
Yeah, they've done all right, haven't they?
Yeah.
Like, because I ain't being funny, that's fucking years ago. You don't see fucking Daley Thompson on a fucking big fucking Saturday night TV show, do you?
Nah, milking it.
Yeah. I bet he's horrible.
Oh, Daley Thompson?
No. Christopher Dean.
Daley Thompson ain't horrible, is
nah,
he?
Nah, fucking Daley Thompson's a good bloke.
Yeah.
You don't have a moustache like that and not be a good bloke.
Definitely not. He's the sporting Gary Wilmot.
How fast do you reckon he could do 100 metres in now? I'll bet he's faster than us.
Yeah, 100%. He'd definitely beat you.
All right. Well, look, with that in mind, I've got some sport for Pornhub or Porn Snub.
Sport?
Yeah, I've got some sport stars.
Oh, right, okay.
Right, so the idea of this game is, like, they've got a chance to either indulge in Pornhub or they're not interested and it's a Porn Snub. Welsh Olympic gold medalist Alan Wells.
He was a meat and potatoes man, Alan Wells, wasn't he?
Never was there anyone more meat and potatoes than Alan Wells. From the valleys.
I can imagine, like, if he found a wank mag in the woods, he might peruse it.
Mm.
But he'd never buy one.
No.
You know, that's just not his bag.
Yeah.
He'd come home from the track. He'd run a flannel round his knackers and he'd nail his wife. Yeah, snub.
Okay. Old Big Hands Pat Jennings.
I never see Jennings as being a man that wanked a lot because when you've got hands that size, it's just going to be really demoralising.
Drop in the
isn't
ocean,
it?
Mate. Yeah.
Yeah. So with that in mind. And also, just like holding a wank mag, it'd just be like holding like a, you know, yeah, like a postage stamp, yeah, for him. And he'd be smashing, like, I don't think he could get any purchase on his cock because his hands were so big.
It'd be demeaning. It'd, yeah, literally look like a butter mushroom in them massive hands.
Yeah. And to that end as well, like, I mean, imagine, like, that man always had a smile on his face, Pat Jennings, but imagine a life where you couldn't finger your wife because you'd just give her internal bleeding. So... with that in mind, he'd just get home from a game, he'd wash his knob, it'd take 2 seconds because he'd just get an handful of soap,
yep,
and then he would just go and he would insert it in his wife's front bottom, not back, and have straight sex without any porn accompaniment, snub.
Go. Cool. And thirdly, Linford Christie.
Oh, Linford Christie. I mean, with that lunchbox... you'd think that he wouldn't need porn.
Nah.
But he did like it.
Really?
Yeah, he just couldn't help it.
Yeah.
He had that great big cock, and it, like the Fine Young Cannibals' fourth single from The Raw and the Cooked, it just wasn't satisfied.
Yeah.
He couldn't,
yeah,
get it satisfied. So
the thing is, if he was like going to knock one out so quick, before, yeah, he's done, he's already needed another one.
Exactly. He's straight out the blocks.
Yeah.
But with Linford Christie as well, such was the size of his appendage,
yeah,
that he couldn't fit it in a standard lady's front bottom.
Is that right?
Yeah, so he'd either have to have a wank or find a slag.
Any more news or sport?
I've got a bit, well, one last sport item.
Okay.
Liverpool, the football team, win the League Cup, beating Manchester United 2-1 in the final, with goals from Kennedy and Whelan, and the Manchester United goal came from Norman Whiteside.
Right. He was he was big news, Norman Whiteside, wasn't he?
He was, wasn't he?
Yeah. Is he still alive?
Yeah. Hmm. They do a song for him, don't they, to the tune of the Killers' Mr. Brightside.
I'm Norman Whiteside. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I quite like that. Who was the Liverpool players?
Alan Kennedy. Good tash, good strong tash. Yep. And Ronnie Whelan. Never see Ronnie Whelan with a tash.
Nah. Do
you think he couldn't grow one? Do you think he just had a shit tash? Because they all had tashes, didn't they?
Yeah, but I think if you can only grow one that's mediocre and you play for Liverpool in the 80s, you ain't going to grow one at all.
No, because you're around Souness, McDermott,
solid Grobbelaar.
Yeah.
Just solid tashes.
Lawrenson.
Yeah.
He weren't great, but it was reasonable, wasn't it? And I think if you've just got a shit, like, feathery, kind of slightly wispy, sparse tash, you'd be laughing. And also, I bet there was a lot of banter in the locker room.
Definitely.
So, yeah.
Definitely.
You're just not going to bother, are you?
Completely. Well, just quickly, whether this makes the cut or not, I don't know, but you said Graham Souness. Graham Souness is in a little feature I launched last month called Hard Nut or Hard Drive. Were they a hard nut or were they hiding a hard drive?
Okay.
So we'll start with Graham Souness.
I mean, he's well known as a hard man of football.
Smokescreen.
Graham Souness. But I don't think, can you get that angry and there not be a reason behind it?
Don't know, mate. I don't know.
He's right down the middle, Souness. It could be like 51% either way. I'm going to go hard nut.
He was a hard nut.
Yeah.
Superstars contestant and judo black belt, Brian Jacks.
Oh, Brian Jacks.
Got a black belt, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, but does he use that to tie kids' hands up? No, he's a hard man. He's a hard nut.
He's a hard nut. Fruit and veg store owner, an East Ender, Pete Beale.
Pete Beale. A couple of plums and a banana. Two tomatoes and a cucumber. A couple of lychees and a carrot.
Couple of grapefruits and a marrow.
Two peas and a green bean. Pete Beale.
Geezer,
was
mate.
He hard?
Yeah, fucking hell.
Was he? I mean, yeah.
Bran leather.
Yeah.
Bran leather, little fucking pork pie hat.
And also, running a fruit and veg store in the East End, he's probably connected.
Totally.
Yeah. And also, if he ain't an hard nut, he's paying for a bit of insurance.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But then when he got home, just opened up his laptop.
Yeah, Kathy Bill weren't there. She was in a lay-by.
Yeah, she's in a lay-by sucking off some fella. He gets lonely. Oh, should I end up my credit card details? He's tempted to do a Townsend, but no, hard nut.
Okay, and lastly, Jeffrey from Rainbow.
He bungled by entering his credit card details. Hard drive. When the police knocked, he got caught in his zippy.
Oh, Jeffrey.
Oh, no, Jeffrey.
Right, we'll see him in April.
Yeah, see you in April.
Bye.
Cheerio.
Remembering when we were young in the 80s.